a tune. Bon Jovi's Better Roses. That is part of Ireland's biggest mixtape with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. If you want to take part, get yourself onto your WhatsApp, record a voice note and tell us what song you had on your mixtape and send it in to us. And we'll play it out before 12 o'clock. Some Christmas suggestions coming in too. Right now, though, there's a man called Dermot Kennedy and he's on the phone to Dermot and Dave. How are you, Dermot?
What's up, how are you?
Were you singing along to Bon Jovi there?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I couldn't believe it. I had to listen to it for a bit. I didn't know if you were actually playing it or if it was like hold music. It was powerful.
It's both. Did you ever own a mixtape, or are you too young to have had a mixtape?
I think I'm too young for that, yeah. No, like I had like little compilation CDs I'd make for myself, but it was never like a romantic thing.
Oh yeah. Did you ever
with myself?
Do you remember any of the tracks that you had on these compilations?
It was all rap. Do you remember when LimeWire existed? It was all like mad songs that didn't actually exist, like 50 Cent with like Nat King Cole and all that.
Yeah, all those little ones. For people who don't know, LimeWire in the early 2000s was a way to give your computer a disease and also get some illegal music.
Yeah. I remember Aircom sent us about 10 letters saying if you do that again, it's just over for you.
Oh, wow.
Which I presume you stuffed down the back of the radiator and your parents were none the wiser.
Yeah, I can't remember.
We'd love to talk about old computer programs which are for ages, Dermot, but you do have a pretty phenomenal set of announcements for the listeners to Today FM and for the entire country.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, considering the first few that we're doing next summer sold out so fast, we just really, really wanted to figure something out and play to more people. So, on the 2nd and 3rd of June, we're playing in the INEC down in Killarney. And then on the 5th of June, we're playing in St. Anne's Park in Dublin.
Oh, nice. That's class, dude.
Fantastic.
So you've got the 26th and 27th of June are all sold out. Malahide Castle and Irish Independent Park in Cork. So
right,
now,
yeah, and I think Belfast's about to go as well.
Oh, that's Ormond Park, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Brilliant, right. And then, 2nd and 3rd, as Dermot just said, you get them in Gleneagles in the INEC in Killarney, and the 5th of June, St. Anne's Park in Dublin. Amazing news.
Mad, yeah. I'm delighted, to be honest, because like, it's been a while of us just playing gigs in Dublin and stuff, so it's nice to get around the country.
And have you yet to play the Three Arena in December, this month?
Yeah, we're playing it two nights on the 22nd and 23rd.
It's because you sell out these things so far in advance. It's almost like they've already happened.
Do
you have to prep for those, or is it just rock up on the day, or do you treat them kind of differently to other gigs?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Obviously, this is my first time. Well, it's going to be my first time playing an actual full arena. Mm. And so I was thinking of maybe texting sort of the likes of Hozier and stuff like that and just seeing if there's like a different way to behave in those places.
Some kind of...
Because I don't...
Well, where are heels?
Know, like,
yeah, well, you need a heads up, don't you, in fairness?
I don't know, yeah. I feel like it's two nights, and I want to make sure that on the second night, I'm not like, all right, let's do it properly tonight. I want to make sure both are good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of cool that you can just sort of open your phone and WhatsApp the likes of Hozier and probably Bono's in there as well and just get advice from all these lads.
Imagine, yeah. But I feel like as you go through things, I mean, obviously it's person by person, but say Hozier in particular is just kind of so sound about just giving advice because he's just been through so much musically.
Yeah, he's done it all.
And so quickly. Tell us about Westport, the Saltwater Festival.
Yes, yeah, we're playing that next summer as well on, when is that even?
So that's May 29th to the 31st.
Okay, right, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if you noticed, but it's Dermot here, and I am your agent now. I've had a word with your management. Frankly, they weren't up to scratch. Two, three arenas. Should have been 10.
You're going to have a busy summer, Dermot, that's for sure.
I know, yeah. And we didn't do any American festivals the summer just gone, so... We're going to break it out over there as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, look,
you know when you look at like all the tour dates ahead of you, and I'm sure it's changing all the time, you know, things are going so well for you. What's on that calendar are the kinds of shows that you go, oh, wow, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, but also try, you know, too far ahead because it's kind of stressful if you do, I think. And you think, like, even kind of before I get home, I think we've got 10 more gigs, which seems like a lot, but I know if I just kind of stop thinking about it, it'll be gone flesh. And so It's all that kind of thing. And then if I look way far ahead, I feel like I kind of, I don't know, not in a cheesy way, but I feel like it's important to sort of be present with the gigs you're doing at that moment.
Looking too far. That makes
sound
sense.
Sound advice. Well, look, what an incredible year 2019 has been for you, and what an insane year 2020 is going to be. We wish you all the success. Without Fear is an absolute classic. So congratulations. We're right behind you here on the Dermot and Dave team, plus obviously at Today FM. So I hope that we'll get to chat to you soon, and have a happy Christmas if we don't.
Yeah, please, you too. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dermot. All the best.
Bye.
That's Dermot Kennedy there, announcing the 2nd and 3rd of June in the INEC in Killarney, the 5th of June in St. Anne's Park, and what gigs they're going to be. This is All My Friends, Dermot Kennedy on Today FM. For her.